The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The dwindling march of the penguins is signaling that the world's oceans are in trouble. Penguins may be the tuxedo-clad version of a canary in the coal mine, with generally ailing populations from a combination of global warming, ocean oil pollution, and depleted fisheries. The largest penguin colony in the world is at Punta Tumbo, Argentina, but the number of breeding pairs there dropped in half from about 400,000 in the late 60s to about 200,000 in October 2006. Over a century, African penguins have decreased from 1.5 million breeding pairs to just 63,000. And the decline overall isn't caused by one factor, but several. For the ice-loving Adelie penguins, global warming in the western Antarctica Peninsula is a problem, making it harder for them to find food. For penguins that live on the Galapagos Islands, El Niño weather patterns are a problem because the warmer water makes penguins travel farther for food, at times abandoning their chicks. And oil spills regularly taint the water where penguins live off Uruguay, Argentina, and Brazil.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.